1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, and it's time now for Co-Host with Phil. Your chance to co-host an hour of talk radio with me, Phil Hendry. And we have, as you know, brought together a lot of different essays. We had a contest that we ran 2 weeks ago on who would be, you know, a good candidate to co-host an hour of talk radio. And one of our listeners, his name is Dave Oliva. Dave is from Monterey Park, California, is going to join us for Co-Host with Phil. And what we're going to do here, Dave, as you know, and I know you talked to Mike, you're going to get to sit in. You're going to give your take on what's happening in the news, give out our phone number, and take some phone calls. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and see how you do.
First of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Henry, for giving me the opportunity.
It's all right.
And I also want to thank all the different people who are producing the show. Mike Schaefer's here, and so is Greg Taylor. And I'm a little bit nervous, but I do think that I want to say some things about who I am. My name is Dave Oliva, and I want to thank Mr. Henry for allowing me to host this hour of The Phil Hendry Show. It's been my fervent hope and dream to be an LAPD officer. I would like to be a police officer with the Los Angeles Police, and I'm hosting today's show because I've called in a lot of on the Phil Hendry shows, and the people who produce this show thought I would be good.
You say LAPD, you want to be a police officer, right?
Yes, sir, but I most especially would like to be LAPD because I will tell you right now, and I, you know, don't want it to offend nobody, but LAPD is definitely the best.
Best police department in the world.
Yes, sir. Even with, like, I know they had some problems. You know, you mentioned King and all that, but, like, Rodney King was beat by LAPD. There's no doubt about it. They beat him, but any other police department, they probably would have beat him to death.
They would have killed Rodney King.
They would have killed him, yeah. LAPD showed, I think, great restraint in dealing with Rodney King. But I want to say that I love LAPD, and after I complete my education and requisite training with the LAPD Police Academy, I would then be very much hope that I would be LAPD, and that may not happen, and that's what I want to discuss today. There is something very simple going on. We see it every day on the sides of LAPD radio cars and cruisers, and also for you people listening to the Phil Hendry Show right now, you, I'm sure, have seen this also in your hometown PD, because a lot of your hometown police departments copy the LAPD, and they write on the side of the car where everyone can see it the thing that is the subject of what I want to talk about today. And that is the thing that they wrote on the side of their car.
Okay, you know what I'm going to have you do, Dave, is you just go right ahead and tell us what it's about, and I'll just jump in when I feel like it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, what is it that's written on the side of the LAPD and other police department cars that you object to?
Well, that is the phrase, to protect and serve.
To protect and serve. Go ahead.
Of all the things that I love about LAPD, that's the one thing I got a problem with. I believe the phrase to protect and to serve is, and like, you know, I don't want to use a word that's going to offend nobody, but I think it is slightly pussy. Being a
pussy, and by that you mean gutless?
Yes, sir, that's right. Being a police officer is a very manly job, and that slogan, to protect and serve, I personally believe, and I could be wrong, but I think a police officer sounds like, you know, like he's a waitress or something, you know, to protect and serve. So I want to open up the phones. Don't you think that in your hometown police department, if it says to protect and serve, and LAPD, it says to protect and serve, don't you think that it's slightly pussy, and it could lead to more police officers losing their lives? Because if a perpetrator looks at the protect and serve sign on the side of the car, he may think, well, look at this pussy, you know, and then they'll try to take down that police officer. I think you're playing with the lives of police. My name is Dave Oliva. I'm sitting in with Phil Hendry as the co-host of the week. The number is 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Dave, let me ask you a question here. You believe that the phrase to protect and to serve is a weak phrase?
Yes, sir.
And you think that that would inspire bad guys to attack police officers.
I think it is. And, okay, I know what you're saying. You're saying, okay, Dave, it's easy to have a criticism, but what's your solution?
What is your solution?
Okay, I'm down for what's positive in the community. And the answer is, I believe they should put on the car not to protect and serve, which is, like I say, pussy, but they should put on the car to protect and arrest, or to protect and jail. See, it's my job as LAPD to protect the law-abiding citizens from scumbags and perpetrators. It's also my job as a police officer to arrest and jail scumbags. So if you're a scumbag, like, okay, let me explain. Do you ever watch Cops, like on Saturday night? Do you, Miss Henry?
Yeah, I've seen Cops. I like Cops. It's a great snapshot of what our police do.
Okay, and like on Saturday night, they're busting some scumbag. They have a guy in a position. They zip tie this scumbag. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about like giving away a BLT or a side of fries, all right? And to protect and serve sounds like I'm giving away a BLT or a, you know.
Like you're a waitress.
Yes, sir.
Do you really think that when they put to protect and serve in a side of a police car, that cops off their lives are in jeopardy?
I believe the police officers everywhere, I think, are in jeopardy, because if a bad guy sees the slogan to protect and serve, he thinks he's dealing with a pussy, and he's going to try to take the cop out. Why do you think the hostage situation in Chicago took place just the other day? Because the local Chicago cops and FBI have this slogan, like, it's pussy. It's like to be gentle in the community or so. You know, I mean, that could have got a cop killed. So what is happening? All these police departments across America are copying, you know, like a pussy slogan.
All right, Dave Olive is with us. Go ahead and give the number again, Dave.
Okay, the number is 1-800-449-8686. The other thing I wanted to mention before we go to a call or something.
Well, we'll go to a commercial break first, but go ahead. What do you want to mention?
I want to be LAPD. That is the most important thing I want to be. But I also believe, and I have to disagree with what you said, Mr. Henry, I think you can do like good things in the community with a talk show. So I also do have my sights set on doing a talk show. Okay? And so, like, you might want to look out for your job, because
you want to work in radio as a talk show host.
I do, because I got a lot to say. And I've got... Okay, so that's just what I'm going to say. But getting back to what we're talking about, if you say protect and serve, I mean, you might as well say to protect and give out hugs, you know, to protect and I want to hug you, which is like, man, that is just, I mean, to me, that's pussy as hell, you know. You have to, like.
All right, give the number again.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Dave Oliva. I'm co-hosting with Phil Henry. And I think that's pussy. Also, I think that I would make a good talk show host. So I'm getting what they call in the music business, I'm getting my chops down right now, because I am definitely amped up. And what I want to do eventually, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
I want to, like, be LAPD during the day, go out and serve the community.
Now, what would be on the side of your car if you're LAPD?
To protect and... You know, bust heads. I mean, to protect and bust heads or whatever.
To protect and bust heads or to protect and jail.
To protect and jail, yeah. And then at night I want to come and do a talk show, because I think I could. And I want to be the first LAPD officer or first police officer ever in the history of the United States police departments to do a talk show and also be a cop. And my dream is to do a talk show about cops, and which I would call Cop Talk. That would be the thing I would call it.
All right, Dave. Our number is 1-800. I'm Phil Henry. That's Dave Oliva. He is guest hosting on co-host with Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Dave thinks that the slogan that police officers have on their cars to protect and serve is...
I think it's pussy.
You think it's a pussy phrase, and it invites perpetrators to shoot at cops. And you also want to be a talk show host, so we've got a lot to talk about. 1-800-449-8686. This is Co-Host with Phil Henry. I'm Phil Henry. We'll be back in a moment.
Come on. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to This is the Phil Hendry Show. My name is Dave Oliver. I'm a listener of the Phil Hendry Show, and this is co-host with Phil Hendry.
And you're Dave Oliver, right?
Yes, sir.
And Dave is a guest listener of mine who is guest hosting this hour of talk radio. And your basic point of view is that you want to be a police officer, but you think the phrase that many police cars have written on the sides of them, which says to protect and serve, you have called it pussy.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't. I should say I just.
You don't think it's very effective, very forceful?
No, I don't think it's forceful. I think it makes the cop look like he's like a baby or something. Like he's like, yeah, sure, right, man. To protect and serve. Now, if I'm a perpetrator, I'm gonna go, hey, dude, why don't you serve me up like a Big Mac or something? You know, like I don't think it has. You know,
do you really think that bad guys are going
to
do that?
I don't think to protect and serve makes it look like, yeah, man, why don't you give me a Big Mac or something? I don't think it inspires no respect for the police.
Okay, take a phone call, okay?
Okay, we'll take a phone call now. Only things, by the way, I want to say one thing, Phil.
Go ahead.
The only things cops should serve, in my opinion, is a PR-24 to the head. And I think LAPD...
Oh, now you're talking about police violence.
No, I think LAPD, you want to serve something? Serve up a zip tie, man. Serve up a hog tie. Okay, this is the Phil Hendry Show. My name's Dave Oliver, guest hosting, 1-800-449-8686. I think the LAPD should serve up a plate of whoop-ass. Okay, this is Shelby, and you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Dr. Shelby O'Neill calling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Oliva?
Yes, that's my name.
Is it Olivas or Oliva?
Oliva.
Oliva. Well, what I'm telling you is that you need to concentrate on your education. I don't know where you're coming from. I'm a retired psychologist.
I mean, I want to be LAPD, okay? I'm taking criminal justice right now, you know.
I understand that. But do you have a degree?
A degree?
Yes.
You don't need no degree, man, to know what time it is out on the streets.
Well, like, do you have a GED or anything?
Right now, currently, no, I do not, but I'm working for that. I'm, like, do want to go get that.
Yeah, you're like, working on some kind of a educational program or
what?
Something?
What? So what?
Are you taking, like, a shop or...
So what? What's your point?
My point is, man, you need more education, you know?
What do I need education? I believe LAPD... is hurting itself, and all police departments across the America, like, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from El Paso, Texas,
okay.
Man. We got a lot of little riders down here,
Do they have, like, in El Paso, do they have, like, for instance, to protect and serve on the side? I don't think so, because if they did, that's like pussy.
Is the caller there? All right, we lost the caller. Go ahead, another call.
Okay, Sonny, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, this is Dave Oliver, right.
Okay, yeah, Dave. As
right.
a police officer, I'm going to be paying your salary. Your job to me is to serve me.
No, what am I? Serve you? Serve you what? Like coffee?
No, you're not going to be serving me coffee. You're going to be serving me protection.
It already says to protect. It says to protect.
That's right, but your service to me is to protect.
It already says to protect.
That's right.
Then why does it say to protect and serve? I already say to protect.
You're serving the public.
Doing what?
Protecting them.
I just got done saying to you, bitch.
I know.
You got to watch the language, all right? I don't want to hear that language.
If they're redundant,
that's like
that's
saying
fine.
Protect
that's
and protect.
That's
like saying protect and protect.
Okay, that's fine. That
makes sense
make
to you?
Weak.
That's the dumbest ass thing that I ever heard in my life.
Their job protecting me.
Look, are you a police officer?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you don't even understand.
Are you a police officer?
I'm currently trying to be one.
Are going to have a long way to go to
hey,
get
man,
there.
Hey, man, I don't think you know. I don't think you know about what it is to be a police officer.
I think maybe better
kay?
Than you.
Maybe
I
the guy
have...
who wrote the slogan stuttered or something, to protect and protect. That's idiotic.
To protect and serve.
Yeah, no,
they're
that's...
protecting the public and
what you're saying,
the public.
What
they
you're
do
saying
a lot
is
more than just
to
arrest.
Protect and serve is to say to protect and, oh, yeah, also, one other thing, to protect. That's,
they protect
that's stupid,
and they do
man.
Other things.
Like what?
Service to the community.
Like what? Yes, you don't know. The other thing they do is they protect and they bust ass. I mean, they bust heads, you know?
Well, all I can say to you, Dave Oliver, is good luck.
Yeah, okay.
With trying to get into the police academy.
Well, I mean, I think I know a little bit more about it than you do, okay?
I don't think they would take people like you.
You know what that should say? It should say to protect and serve warrants. That's what they serve. They serve up warrants.
Well, I just hope that they...
I got me a warrant on you, man, you know? First-degree murder. Let's go. Wrap up your crap. Put your rag away, man. Let's go. But, I mean, you know, you got to understand... You got to understand what this job is about. LAPD and being a part of the police force, I mean, it's number one, man, for me. And
all right, I understand, Dave, where... and is the we're losing our callers. I don't know what's happening. Could you check the phone banks in there?
Are they hanging up or...
No, I don't know. They're disconnecting or something. But the point that I'm trying to make here is, well, you say protect and serve, you know...
That bitch said...
Don't say that, okay?
What?
Don't say bitch.
I'm very sorry.
That's okay. We don't need that, all right?
But she said, yeah, man, you know...
She said to protect and serve, and her service was to protect, and you said she was being redundant, and you're right.
No, I said she was repeating herself.
That's the same thing as being redundant.
Okay, but that's dumbass, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes, it's dumbass. You're right.
Okay, so you should say, to protect and serve ass-kicking. That's what you're serving.
All right, take a call.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. My name is Dave Oliver. I'm guest hosting on the Phil Henry Show. And this is Jason. Jason, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. You're dead wrong.
Well, I think I know a little bit more about it than you do.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, my family's been in law enforcement for...
Your family, man. Yeah, you know, like my...
Almost 75 years now.
Fine, man. My grandpa, you know, he knew, you know...
Where was
Pancho
he?
Villa,
at the
man,
Alamo?
You know? Yeah, probably... you know what? At the Alamo, man, he kicked your Texas ass, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All right, have we got anything to say here, Jason?
Well,
or you're just another guy with nothing to say. Is that it?
No, he's dead wrong. I mean,
Hold on. I want both of you guys to get to the point.
This dumbass was talking.
Don't call anybody a dumbass. Don't call anybody a bitch, okay? And forget about the Alamo, Jason, okay? It's like tired. Now go.
What? Do I talk?
What do you want to say?
Why did you call?
Because he was asking to protect and serve me, to protect the community.
No, he didn't.
And the serving side.
Did you screen that call? Did you screen that call? What did you ask the guy?
You ought to get your producer, man.
I'm talking to him. Let's get some people who got some... Maybe don't take any Texas calls for a while, okay? 1-800... I'm serious.
Do I talk?
Go ahead, talk.
Okay,
take that call.
Hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. I was just calling. I have a few things to say. I'm...
Good. That's what we're talking about, the issues that are going on right now.
Uh-huh. Well, the problem that I have is, you know, you say you want to be on LAPD.
That's right.
But you have no, like, you're socially not able to communicate with people without using profanities or any other words.
Okay, like I made a mistake.
Yeah, you made a mistake. You called women bitches.
No, I'm not calling this woman a bitch. The other lady was a bitch, okay?
But if you're going out to protect and serve and you don't want to use those specific words, but
no,
you're
that's
working
true.
With the public.
But if you got a perp, like, what if I've been chasing a perp through an alley, okay, and it's a woman, okay, and maybe she shot my partner, can I then call her a bitch? Or, I mean, what am I saying, you know?
No, why do you even need to call anyone a bitch?
Shot my partner?
All right, look, Emily, this is Phil Henry. Would you hold the line, please?
Yeah.
You got to get it together here, okay?
Tell that screener to get it together, man.
I'll tell him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Welcome on the Phil Hendry Show. We have Dave Oliva here. He's our guest host of the hour. He's a listener of ours from Monterey Park, California. And we're talking about your belief, Dave, and someday you want to be a police officer, right?
Well, not only do I want to be a police officer, Phil, but I also want to be a talk show host, too. So I like to, like, do both, you know?
Yeah, you want to be the first police officer who works as a cop during the day.
And, yeah, at night I have a radio show.
A radio show. And you believe that to protect and serve is, in your words, pussy, because to serve sounds like you're serving up BLTs, and you ought to be serving warrants.
That is correct. And I think that if people understood police work a little bit better, see, me, I want to be LAPD, and I understand police work. I've seen a lot of the different cop shows. I've talked to cops. There's a bar that I go into called the Station House, which is out in Covina. Cops hang out there. I talk to cops all the time, and they'll tell you they are not pussies, man, and don't make them look like no pussy. But I also want to tell everybody that I'm grateful to be here. And I also want to say that I will, like, when I become LAPD, I will make myself available to radio stations to hire me for to do the talk show.
All right, so you're, like, doing an audition tonight? And, like, you're trying out?
Yes, sir, I'm trying out for to do, you know, like, talk shows and everything. Because I've seen a lot of these guys on TV, like Bill O'Reilly and pussies like that, you know.
I got you. All right, take a call.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm Dave Oliva, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. This is Susan. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Oliver?
Oh, my name's Dave. That's Oliva is my last name.
Okay. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Fine. Hello.
I'm calling because I'm really concerned. the protect and to serve. If you cannot understand, you know, the intellect behind that, then you
cannot
be a police officer. There's no way.
No, I do understand.
There are savvy thieves out there these days. If you do not have the intellect to understand, protect, and to serve, then you're going to do nothing but...
I do understand. It's pussy, and I'm trying to say they're making the cops...
It's not pussy.
Let's put it this way. They're going to kill cops. They're going to kill cops because a perpetrator is going to see, oh, look at this. To protect and serve, what kind of pussy is that? And they're going to kill him.
All I'm saying is thieves are not just low life. There are a lot of savvy thieves out there these days, and if you do not have the intellect to understand, protect, and to serve, then you're going to...
Okay, well, what does it mean to you?
Your being on the service is not going to be constructive, but destructive.
Ask her what it means to her.
Okay, Susan, what does it mean to you? What does to protect and to serve mean to you?
It means to serve the community by...
Yes, see, you got to think about it. You don't even know, man. You're thinking all about it and everything.
Well, you were being redundant. You were saying that protect. That's not what
means. That's what that one woman called in. That one bitch. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That one woman who called in, she said, to serve means to protect. That's the service. So I said, well, you might as well say to protect and protect. And she's so stupid, she didn't know.
Don't use that B word again, okay?
I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is that I realize you're doing a lot of work to become
a police officer,
and I really hope that you follow through, you get your GED, and maybe take some more classes get yourself a little bit more advanced with what the law enforcement is about.
Yeah, but I mean, see, I know more about police work. The next thing you know, cops are going to be required to have, like, milkshake machines in their patrol cars.
A police officer, that doesn't mean talking to cops and watching cop shows. That means education.
Well, but you want cops to give out milkshakes to, like, bank robbers and stuff. What's that about? Do you want them to give out milkshakes to, like, a guy that's raping a woman? Hey, excuse me, while you're raping her, how about a milkshake?
About milkshakes, that's what you think when it says serve. That's why everyone is calling. They are very concerned about the fact that you want to be LAPD.
But,
and you cannot understand that serve does not mean serving milkshakes and or is...
No, I know that it doesn't. I know that it doesn't. But I'm saying that's what a perpetrator is going to think.
Like Susan said, they're not that stupid.
Susan, what city are you calling from? Like
Vail, Colorado. I lived in D.C. for 5 years.
Okay.
I lived in Los Angeles for 2 years.
Does the Vail PD, do they have, like, protect and serve on their car, or what do they have?
Yes, they do.
See? And they're a small-town cop force. Now they really look like
pussies. And that's exactly what they do. When they pull over, when people are you know, saying bad things about cops because, oh, they were pulled over for, you know, speeding,
well,
the cop is protecting and serving me by pulling you over from, you know, potentially hurting me by running into me or going too fast or... I just don't understand why you don't understand what protect and serve me.
No, it's just that, like, look, if you go to 31 Flavors Baskin-Robbins, have you not ever been to there? They got a sign that says, now serving number 15. Oh, great. So what are you going to do, put that on a patrol car? Hey, take a ticket, man, and then I'll get to you about you being raped or something. I don't think so. I want to stop that from happening.
Maybe you should pick up a dictionary because it'll probably be the first time you've ever done it. And why don't you look it up?
See, all you're doing, man, is... All you're doing
is... Well, because you do it to yourself.
You're just insulting me.
I can't even talk to you anymore because you're so...
You're
so primitive. You're a Neanderthal.
All you've done is to insult me, and all I'm trying to do is tell you I want to be LAPD so that I can be the best police officer that there is. Hello? Oh, look at that.
It'll happen, Dave. People will hang up on you.
I think that... That is so wrong. See, then, like, okay, all of you police officers, why don't you get, like, a now serving number 3 here, man? Oh, you're being raped anally? Take a ticket.
I don't think that's what that means, and I think you're very vulgar, and you have to watch it.
But that's what people, that's what they're saying.
No, they're not saying that, man. They're saying that you have a misconception of the word serve.
Who's going to be the cop, me or you?
You are.
Then I think you need to defer to what I know about it. Henry, you're on the Phil Henry Show. I'm Dave Oliver filling in.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right. Listen, what's your name, buddy?
My name's Dave.
Dave, you want to be a cop, huh?
Okay, what are you going to tell me how it is? Is that it?
No, I'm going to tell you what surf means.
Oh, are you a cop?
I am.
Where, man?
He's 86.
Where?
In Miami. Okay, can't get
Miami. Do they even have a cop force
right,
there, man?
Now, let me explain you something about serve.
What cop force? What cop? What cop force are you on? What cop force are you on?
I'm sorry?
What cop force are you on?
Department of Defense. Okay, now.
What's that mean, Department of Defense?
Before you get to that, you need to some education.
He's probably
which
a military.
Obviously, you're lack of it.
Hold on for a minute, Henry. Are you a military cop or something? Or what?
No, I'm a civilian officer.
Oh, with the Department of Defense?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's cool. I mean, what is that? Like. You like DEA or something, or
just listen to what the guy's got to say.
Exactly.
Okay.
First, you need some education, which obviously you lack of. Okay.
Well, I'm working for my GED.
You can go ahead and try. I'm telling you, you're gonna fail the first interview. That's what I have to tell you. Okay,
what are you
buddy?
Talking about, man? I'm studying up on it. Hello. Hey, dude, you didn't hang your phone up, man. I can hear the radio still on. Hello. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Department of Defense, I think they got to hire a new cop, you dumbass.
Hello?
The only way you're going to see anything...
Hey, man. Hey, you have to turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I got to say, the only way he's going to see a cop or anything remotely close to a cop is in the back of the car when his ass is cuffed.
Hey, dude. Nobody going to... Hey, man, what are you talking about? I'm not no Cuban.
Oh,
okay.
See,
I know Cuban, man. I'm Mexican, man.
See, but I'm Cuban, man.
Yeah, no, man. You probably know, like, that Mariel boat or whatever the hell that was, they probably brought you in a zip tie, man.
Yeah, see, but bro, hey.
Yeah, they
across,
brought you in a zip tie, man, across
you know,
that freaking river, man.
Wipe your back,
hey, brother. Yeah, you had to bring one to wipe your ass, man.
Okay, hang up on the guy. That's all I need, a couple of you guys going at each other. Take another call.
That dude... Could you believe that, dude, man? If I ever see you, man, out on the street, I will charge you with conspiracy. I will make you share the same cell.
Look, this isn't Clockers. Just take a call.
Hello, Mark. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Dave Oliver filling in.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
I don't know, man. I got all kinds of freaks, you know.
All kinds of freaks? Well, I just wanted to let you know that I think you just want to be an actor.
Oh, yeah? Hey, man,
TV.
Let me tell you something. I'm studying to be a cop. I don't know what your credentials are, man. I'm studying to be a cop.
You want to know what my credentials are? I'm an FBI police.
Yeah, there you go. You're an FBI. Yeah, right.
FBI police.
Yeah, like I believe that, man.
Hey, okay. Like I believe you in being.
Hey, I'm studying to be LAPD. You know what? On you better hope, man. You probably try to get on the LAPD, and they like kick you back to some other cheap ass force.
Hello.
What?
Do they teach you that in GED classes? How to be a cop?
Teach me what, man?
Huh?
Teach me what?
How to be a cop?
Yeah, man. I'm learning how to be a cop at LAPD Police Academy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you
what are we talking about, man?
Police Academy 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, dude, what police academy did you go to be a cop? Like what? Like the Boy Scout Jamboree?
No, how about Quantico, Virginia?
Whatever.
Quantico, Virginia is the FBI thing.
Yeah, but that guy, that fool, are you telling me the truth?
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, what do you think protect and serve means?
I am telling you. You're protecting the citizens, law-abiding citizens.
And what does serve mean?
To serve the community.
Yeah,
let's say you get, be LAPD's finest, right?
What?
You want to be LAPD's finest.
I want to be LAPD, right?
Right. Can you even operate a computer?
Hey, man, serve, okay.
Can you
know what serve means, man? It means I'm at the deli counter cutting up a turkey sandwich. Yeah, I'm a cop.
Okay.
Will you want a turkey sandwich, too? That's what serve means.
No.
Like, I'll take
to
a pound of potato salad.
To serve the public. Get drunk people and hire people like you off the street.
Yeah, right, man. When I get out there, man, I'm going to be super cop. I'm going to bust heads, ask questions later.
Yeah, you just want to be an actor. You couldn't even pass the drug test.
Hey, can I use a computer, man?
I have PlayStation.
First of all, I was one of the first people to get PlayStation 2, okay? That's number one. On whether I can work a computer. Number two, PlayStation 2.
You're studying so hard to pass the drug test, it's not even funny.
What's that?
You're studying for the drug test.
Hey, man, at least I'm not so stupid. I got my radio turned up in the background even after the man told you to turn it down.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
You say you're Mexican, right?
Yeah, I got
you're
you
Mexican,
now,
right?
Man. I got you now, man.
Hey, you're Mexican, right?
What?
Mexican,
you're going
right?
to start to knock my race now, man? Is that how low you're going to go?
Hey, I'm Puerto Rican.
What?
I'm Puerto Rican. Do you have your green card?
I'm sorry to hear that about that, man.
Do you have your green card?
One of these days you can be reborn as a Cuban.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. I'm going to
The only thing I really serve is when I serve up my lady, the only thing I'm going to serve up is serve up my lady a nice big orgasm.
Yeah, right.
And maybe if you're lucky.
If
you're lucky, man, I'd serve up one for your girlfriend, too.
Okay, that's it. This is over.
No, this fool is trying to bait me.
No, this is over. This is ridiculous.
Dave.
This is ridiculous.
Get some shots, man.
Okay.
All right, look at both of you guys. Way out of control.
You got me on the air. I got three bitches telling me what to do.
Will you stop it with the B word and everything else?
Don't you worry. I'm going to be a talk show host someday. And then, like, you'll be afraid.
Yeah, okay, man. I'll be afraid.
I will, man. Don't diss me, man. Don't act like I don't have it, because you know I got talent.
You know what, Dave? I think you got talent. I think it's in an area that you're not yet aware of.
What, like my penis or something?
Just get out of here.
You'll see, man.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, flashback.
This guy isn't a Christian to begin with, because if he was a Christian, he'd love his mother-in-law regardless.
You know, there's only so much...
Whether you want her out of the house
or not.
Well,
there's only so much
And you're also an idiot, and just because you have
there's
a PhD doesn't amount to anything.
There's only so much a man can stand.
You know,
if
you're supposed to be Christian, and also if you...
Being a Christian doesn't mean you got to shove your face in cow manure and
let me tell you something.
What am I
Jesus
supposed to use, cow manure as soap?
Jesus was a Jew.
Exactly.
Okay? So why do people...
God's love only goes
Jews have to... convert to being Christian.
Because it's the one thing they haven't tried. It's the
No. You got it all wrong, and you got it backwards.
Let me ask you something. Are you black?
And you know what?
Are you black?
You're going to bust hell wide open going around teaching stuff that you don't have any business teaching that you don't even know what you're talking about.
So it's very typical for African-Americans to, you know, have sympathy for these Muslims.
And well, what is that supposed to mean?
For a Muslim.
Are you one of the Muslims, or what are you?
No, I'm not a Muslim.
You're not one of them black Muslims?
No, I am not a black Muslim.
Well, you're not a white Muslim, I know that.
Well, maybe she's a Christian. Did you ask her that?
Are you a Christian?
You know, no. Well, yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian.
What are you, a Jew? I mean, I don't know what you are.
What difference does it make? What's this got to do?
I am a human being, and you don't even have characteristics even as a human being.
Ma'am, I'm trying to get peace in the Middle East.
You're not getting no peace. How are you going to get peace in the Middle East when you can't even get no peace in your own home?
I'm getting peace in my home by shipping my mother-in-law to Israel,
you
but
know
I can't
what?
Send it out there because she's afraid to go in and get a slice in a pizza parlor because one of these Muslims will blow her ass halfway to Baghdad.
You know what? You are a hypocrite.
Look,
you know, Christians like you, no wonder people turn into Muslims or whatever. Because you know what? You're not even teaching. To be a Christian, you need to teach love.
If you're talking about being a Christian.
And you don't even love your own mother-in-law. So how are you going to tell somebody who they need to accept? You're the one who needs to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because if you did accept him as your Lord and Savior, you wouldn't be the way you are today.
Yeah, is Jesus your Lord and Savior?
Yeah, sure, he's my Lord and Savior. Look, the point is...
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
What did he save you from?
Huh?
Your heart is just as black as some concrete.
You know, you told me you were a Muslim, and now you're telling me about
Jesus. You're a liar. I didn't tell you I was a Muslim.
You said you were a black Muslim.
No, she did not.
She did not
say that. She said that she maybe was a Christian, but she wasn't home.
I am a Christian.
And what is this whole crap
am.
You keep talking about your mother-in-law going into a pizza parlor in Jerusalem? You know that a man walked in there and set a bomb off?
Yeah, too bad, huh?
You know
what's that supposed to mean?
Look, I'm just saying, I don't think there's a man listening to this program right now that at one time or another doesn't wish his mother-in-law would just step right off the end of a train.
You know what,
okay?
But that isn't real Christian like
it's not Christian.
To
isn't you supposed to
like
love
that.
Somebody?
No, so in other words,
you're
I,
supposed to love people
I
regardless.
Don't want her to die. I want to ship
and
her
you
down
know
to
what?
Israel.
And until you learn that Jesus was a
you
Jew
know how
himself,
I can prove
and
I'm
until
a Christian.
You embrace the Judaism or the Christians embrace
Christian.
The Hebrew roots, you're
prove.
Not going to be... You're not going to go anywhere.
Look, Yvette, I'm going to prove to you that I'm a Christian. I could send my mother-in-law to Israel while there's still all kinds of Palestinians setting bombs off and blowing their asses halfway to hell and back. I don't do that.
Listen to the way you're talking. You're not a Christian. You are a hypocrite. And you're going to bust hell
if
wide
I
open.
If I was really a hypocrite, I wouldn't mind my mother becoming the toppings in a pizza joint. What I'm
you know
trying
what?
To do
oh, man. You know,
you
are a sick human being. Becoming the toppings.
Down there and got blown up.
Huh?
What you already said you didn't care if she went down there and got blown
no,
up.
No, I'd say I wouldn't if I wasn't a Christian, but because I'm a Christian, I want to get peace going down there.
Well, I tell you,
so
I
she
tell
can
you
move
what.
Down there and won't scream at me on the phone, oh, you moved me down. This is the way she dies. Oh, Robert.
You know
you
what?
You moved me down with
you're
a bunch of
whatever,
Negroes.
Whatever, PhD
I can't live with
got.
The Negroes.
What did you do?
Oh,
did
man.
You get PhD
are you
out
really
of a cereal
a,
box?
Out of a cereal
what?
Box. I took my PhD
you know what?
Indiana
your PhD is just like toilet paper. People can what they can hide on it.
And I also
boy, I'm telling
shop.
You, you are
so
just really,
that's really
sick.
Phil Hendry.